It's my understanding that, I don't know, 5 years ago, voters approved a new school, but it was never built.
Correct. So in 2019, voters approved $48 million bond, $20 million for Story Creek, which was to replace the Heckenqua School. That's our third elementary. And then another $20 million to build our fourth elementary school. And then $8 million to buy land to build that school on and do some other renovations at Saddle Peak. So the first school got built, and then COVID hit, and then it took several years to find the property. So in 2023, we acquired 60 acres that will allow us to build schools on there. Now it's too expensive to build that. You know, we can't build that school for $20 million that's left.
Is that the land that you swapped with the city? This is where this school is going to go, or
nope,
it's not?
It's not. This is the 60 acres off of Frank Road. And it's 60 acres because elementary schools are on 10, middle schools are on 20, and high schools are on 30. And that gives us the ability to build out. If we really grow to a community of 50,000 people, we will have to consider another high school. Probably we'll need another middle school down the road, too. And so we're ready for that. That's the property that we're ready for. But the elementary school will go on that.
So you said Frank Road. Where exactly on Frank Road? Is it in the new section there that kind of cuts across to Alaska from Jackrabbit?
No, it's between Thorpe and Jackrabbit.
So it's out that way. It's west of Jackrabbit.
It's west of Jackrabbit, between Thorpe and Jackrabbit on the north side of the road. Right now, it's a grain field, and it backs up to the trailer courts that are there on the north side of the road. So give you an idea of the facility and where it's going to be at. It'll be out there off of Jackrabbit, or kind of off of Jackrabbit on Frank, out where the growth is right now. That being said, the purpose of this is not for growth. It is to realign and to pull the fifth grade out of the middle school, align us to where the students should be, as 10-year-olds really shouldn't be in fifth grade in a middle school.
I've got a fifth grader right now over in the middle school.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's fine, but I know, you know, all kids are in different, you know, phases. So it's probably harder for some.
Our schools do a great job with our fifth graders. I mean, our teachers take great care of them. It's just not, if we were designing our school district from the ground up, we would include fifth graders in elementary school.
If this passes, how soon would the new school be built, and how soon would fifth graders be back in the elementary?
If this passes, ground will be broke fairly quickly. I don't know the exact date. Dee Dee, do you have an exact date?
No, March, whenever the weather lets us.
But it'd be this spring?
But it would be fall 2027 would be the first year. So if you have a second grader this year and the bond passes, your second grader would be a fifth grader in the elementary schools. Third grader.
Yeah.
Sorry, third grader.
Yeah, because it's basically 2 years,
it's
right?
It's 2 years, yes.
To get it built.
I apologize.
Right. It'll open in the fall of 2027.